Call this June 13th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Chairman Goins, and I will be presiding over the meeting this evening. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Markham?
Here.
Olson is absent. Vineyard, absent. Gachman?
Here.
Goins?
Here.
Horace?
Here.
And Harker is absent.
May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the May 9th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or amendments to the meeting minutes? Being none. Moving on to the citizens' comments, are there any citizens' comments from the public this evening regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Seeing as how there are none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. There is one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand. Anybody wishing to speak, if you could stand?
You'll be speaking.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I, James Hackamore.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present.
That the testimony I will present.
At this hearing is the truth.
At this hearing is the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Be seated. The order for receiving testimony will be as follows. First will be the petitioner presentation. Second, those who wish to speak in favor of the request. Third, those who wish to speak in opposition of the request. Fourth, questions from the Planning and Zoning Commissioners to the petitioner. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2018-10?
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Gachman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
And Markham?
Yes.
Moving on to the public hearing, PZC 2018-10.
Someone just reads the agenda item.
Okay.
Can we get someone to read the agenda item? Or you can do it.
Public hearing, PZC 2018-10, James McManera. Petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting an accessory structure location variance for 515 West Madison Street. The purpose of this request is to allow a detached garage to be placed in the front yard. The real property, zoned R2 Traditional Family Residence District, is located at the west end of West Madison Street.
All right, and I put a memo in here outlining everything. Mr. McNamara is here, if you wanted to kind of give us a rundown on what you're requesting.
Sure.
And,
not much of a public speaker, just so you know.
There's not much public here, so
it's not my lot is a very unusual shape, size, in order for me to put in a garage, and it doesn't fall under the zoning that I had hoped it would have done. So hence, this is why I'm here today. And I think you have copies of where I'm going to put it. And the main issue is everything behind me is inaccessible. So my backyard is, I got a driveway that goes to it. My side yard, it falls off into a valley or a ravine, whichever you're going to call it. So the only feasible place to put the garage is where I'm staying. There is houses immediately on West Madison. 9 of them have two-car garages, detached. Some of them slightly forward of the house line. Some of them, you know, it's very individual on our street. I understand that the zoning is obviously a subdivision, and I want to put a two-car garage at the front of my house. It would look unusual, but I don't think it does in any way, shape, or form. If anything, it ties into my closest neighbor, where her garage is.
And additionally, I added some of the pictures Mr. McNamara gave me of the location. He needs the garage because there's a giant walnut tree sprinkling down walnuts all over the existing driveway. So he's kind of got a makeshift tent thing. That's kind of where the garage would go. And then the rest of the details on the shape of the lot, kind of how it's sized, and why the yards work out the way they do are in the memo to kind of clarify. It's a very unusual way the building is on the lot, as he stated.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request other than Mr. McNamara? Seeing as how there is no one, is there anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? Seeing how there is no one.
You guys can ask questions.
Okay. Do any members have questions of Mr. McNamara?
No.
Okay. No questions from you.
And any questions for me? The memo, anything like that, that I've written pretty clear. Staff supporting the variance because of the natural hardship is brought on by the shape of the land.
I don't know why. I can see your situation.
Since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Dockman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
All right. So that's unfinished business. There is no one.
There is no unfinished business.
So we start new business.
And new business. At this point, we can give consideration to the petition. Thoughts and concerns. We've covered no questions of the petitioner. According to our standards for granting a variance, the Planning and Zoning Commission must base its decision to vary or recommend varying the petitioner's request for relief of the zoning ordinance regulation upon the following standards set forth in section 10-4-7-C. The first standard, because of the particular physical surroundings, shape, or topographical conditions of the specific property involved, a particular hardship to the owner would result, as distinguished from a mere inconvenience if the strict letter of the regulations was carried out. We all agree that standard's been met, given the topography. Two, the conditions upon which the petition for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought and are not applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. I think in my mind, the condition is unique to the property. Three, the alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by this title and has not been created by any person presently having an interest in the property. It's solely due to the title. Four, the granting of the variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood in which the property is located. No issue with number four. Number five, the proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light and air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion in the public streets or increase the danger to the public safety or substantially diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. No, I don't believe it will. Six, the proposed variation is consistent with the official comprehensive plan and other development standards and policies of the city. Don't think there's any concern for correct current plan. So we already discussed staff supporting the request for the accessory structure. May I have a motion to approve the findings of fact in petition PZC 2018-10?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Goins?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
The motion is approved.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we need to read. Thank you. Supposed to read 2018. Oops. Why don't we do it? Sure. In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on June 13, 2018, and approval of the findings of the facts, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the request to vary the accessory structure location regulations contained in Section 10-3-12 of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance.
Located in the front yard of the subject
property.
Okay, so now we need a roll call on that, actually.
Okay.
We'll do the roll call again.
Can I get a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is approved. Moving on to new business, we have PZC 2018-11. Michael and Dale Saar have filed an application with Kendall County requesting a rezone from A1 Agricultural District to R1 Residential District on 4.2 acres of unincorporated land to market the site for single-family residential use. The real property is located along the south edge of Route 71, just south of the Timber Creek Drive and Route 71 intersection.
All right, so this is a mile and a half review. It's in the county, it's within our planning jurisdiction. Matt, did you want to go into information? Matt Osselmeyer is here from the county. He's going to go in a little bit more on the memo that I put in the packet.
So this is a request by Michael and Dale Saar to rezone their property from A1 to R1 in the state along Route 71, south of the Timber Creek subdivision. Saar's own property up here on the north side of the northeast corner of the development. They would like to retain ownership of the northeast corner of the property and merge it with their existing lot for Timber Creek subdivision. And then at some point in time, come back and get this rezoned to R3, which is what their property is rezoned, is zoned in the county. So the area in question is the big 4.2 acres they are requesting to be rezoned, and they're asking for that rezoning so they can market the property for sale as a single family home site. And Mr. Shar is in the plat, so if any questions for him, please.
Is it a single family property, or are you talking about several disclosures?
This is just a mile and a half review, so there's no motion or anything. Just your comments can be taken to City Council. If you have any formal objections or any action you would like to see taken against it, that would be taken up to City Council. If you approve and don't have any comments, that's fine. We'll move forward.
Any other comments?
I'm in the real estate business. I want all the property sold and possibly sell. Whatever makes that easier, let's do it.
Okay.
All right. We can move to additional business. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So additional business, I'll go over this one. On Friday, June 22nd, from 5 to 7, and I put a flyer on everyone's desk. We're holding a public outreach event with the consultant that we hired to do our downtown overlay district and streetscape plan. It's going to be a River's Edge Theater. It's going to be during summer solstice, because that's the Friday that summer solstice starts. So we're going to get some signs, get some chalk, point everybody towards River's Edge Theater, and in there we're going to have, I believe they're going to maybe try and have a projector with like a lot of the ideas and concepts up on a screen, some boards, and really just we want to, they want to kind of highlight the plan, kind of show some ideas for the future, short term, medium term, long term, and just get feedback from the public. So just wanted to put that out there for everybody.
Do you have a questionnaire or something?
I'm sure they'll have lots of questions, and I don't know if they
maybe
have
maybe something for their comments.
Yeah, they'll have, absolutely, they'll have a way to write down. I'm sure they'll have a survey or other things to do. So yeah, we're just trying to get the word out. These flyers, they're getting posted on the website. They're already on the website. They're on our Facebook page. And then we're passing some of these flyers out just to the downtown businesses.
Can I ask a question? Is
sure.
Is there going to be like a formal presentation, or is it just going to be come and go?
It's come and go. Just it's not formal. We just want people. We're just trying to catch. There's going to be a lot of people downtown. It's a great time to catch people to talk about the downtown. We were just trying to find a summer event that there would be a lot of people. We picked 5 to 7. Hopefully, you know, people will be walking that area, maybe getting food or going to and from. They might stop in. So we're just trying to publicize it now and just let you guys know and tell your friends, everybody, to come show up.
I have a downtown question. It's on the WSBY news feed thing again about contemplating reducing from 5 lanes of traffic to 3 again downtown. Is that legit?
That was a tentative long-term plan. The consultant sent staff a very draft version of some ideas for the future, and they broke it out into short-term ideas to immediately revitalize and get some sense of place there, some medium and some long-term ideas and options. The alternative of going from 5 to 3 to get the parking back to kind of slow traffic down there, that was a very long-term plan. It was met with some opposition, and I believe it's been taken out of their cursory plans for the future.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, some people saw that article, they commented to us, we relayed that information to the consultants, and as a group we decided it's most likely going to be pulled out. It's information like that that they're going to want to show at this event, and if a bunch of people come in and say, oh, this one, no, that's not going to work, that doesn't make sense, it gives them focus to really make their drafts into final plans.
If we're showing up just to say that, I think it's a dumb idea. But cool.
It's one of those things, we hire consultants and people with an outside perspective to come up with ideas. If they're, you know, fresh to the area, you know, they kind of come up with different things. Some things stick, some things don't.
Seeing there is nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Okay.
Third.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.